Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is October 9th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. We've got breaking news that we're going to share in just a couple minutes. Literally, it just happened. So lots of things going on right now. Welcome to everybody coming in. Hello to all of you in the chat. I see people coming in from Florida, Michigan, California. Hello to our wonderful friends out there, Missouri. Aloha from the Big Island, Hawaii. God bless you. We're very happy to have you with us. Let's see who else is coming in. Mobile, Alabama, Arkansas. Welcome to our friends there. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Welcome, welcome. Cleveland, Ohio. So happy to have you with us. Salt Lake City, Utah. God bless you. Happy to have you with us. Massachusetts. Yes, we hope that is exactly what Massachusetts becomes. God bless you. Happy to have you with us. Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia, Oklahoma, Guatemala. Hello to our international audience coming in and our wonderful friends in Guatemala. Reno, Nevada, Chicago, Greece. Hello to our friends in Europe that are joining us. We're so happy to have you with us as well. Texas, God bless Texas. We love our Texas audience as well. Australia, hello to our friends across the world who are watching in Australia as well. I see West Virginia. I see, oh, Isaiah 55:11. Amen. Okay, Delaware, God bless you. As well as Kentucky, I see. Calgary, Alberta, hello to our wonderful audience in Canada. And hello to our neighbors in the Adirondack Mountains, about 2 hours north of us. So very happy to have you with us. Hello, Egypt. Hello to our friends in Egypt. Big news out of Egypt, actually, has been happening in the past couple of days. So hello to our viewers who are watching from Egypt. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I just saw Norway coming as well. Wow, you're all coming in tonight from all around the world. So we're very happy to have you with us. There is some huge breaking news happening. So let me just open up in prayer quick, and then we're going to talk about it. Finland. Hello to those in Finland, too. I just saw that jump come in as well. Yep. Praise the Lord. Hello, Egypt. People are writing. Yep. Let's welcome them in, guys. Let's welcome in our friends in Egypt right now who are watching. So I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to get into this breaking news and what is happening right now, because there's multiple things happening on multiple fronts amidst a lot of other moving parts prophetically. So let's open up in prayer, and then we're going to get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we just humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God, Father. And we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge before your throne, you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly came to the earth to die. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And Jesus Christ descended into the underworld. He took the keys from death. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again. He ascended back to be with the Father. He took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in. The presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place, Father God. Lord, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the power of your presence mightily move. Let your power, your glory, your truth, Father God, your might mightily go forth, Father God. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit be the counselor and go forth and minister to those, Father God, as we go forth tonight. Father, go before before us. Be our front and rear guard. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Order our time here. Order my words, Father God, as we go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team, Lord, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you will loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land, above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father, as we go forth tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, witchcraft, curse, spell, sorcery, incantation, voodoo, witchcraft, and any other form of weaponized demonic activity. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you, Father. We owe you every breath, Father God. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life breathed into us, Father God. Lord, we just praise you that you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You are he who liveth and died, and behold, you are alive forevermore, Father God. We praise you, Father God, that you are on the highest throne, that you are clothed and robed in righteousness, Father God, that you are holy, Father. We praise you. We thank you. Take all the glory for yourself, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So welcome to everybody who's jumping on during prayer. If you could share this broadcast, we'd very much appreciate it right now. Like and subscribe, because we have breaking news that just happened moments ago before we went live. But breaking news, Letitia James has just been indicted. And here we go from the New York Post. New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted over mortgage fraud claims. This is wild that this is happening at the time frame it's happening, because right around the time of Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, the Day of Repentance, the day where the Lord is believed to judge men and nations from his throne, during the Feast of Tabernacles, where it's celebrated that the Jews were delivered out of Egypt. It celebrates the Exodus out of Egypt. And amidst a government shutdown, a trifecta of epic proportions, Letitia James has been indicted while Israel and Hamas appear to come to some type of agreement. It's quite wild how all this is shaping up at the same time. But yes, she has been indicted. And I want to read to you, we have clips for you as well. I want to read to you words from the Lord going all the way back to 2023 having to do with this. Because if she has been indicted, keep your eyes on the governorship of New York. I am telling you right now, this is going to be like a domino effect. This is just the beginning of these Purim reversals that the Lord said would happen this entire year. And so let me read to you some of these words from the Lord. We're also going to get into this historic agreement that seemingly has happened in Egypt, of all places, between Israel and Hamas. So we are going to get into that as well. So here, let me read to you, going back to 2023, March 17th, 2023, and the Spirit of the Lord says this day, as the name of my son, Jesus Christ, moves and echoes across the nation, the opposition is yelling, indict, indict. Now, this is back in 23 when they did this to President Trump. As they yell, indict, indict, it shall be an indictment against them, says the Lord. And their true motive shall emerge, and their true modus operandi shall come forth. As they yell, indict with chains, says the Lord. I, the Lord thy God, am the chain breaker for those who humbly and earnestly come unto me, says the Lord, and bear the yoke of my capital kingdom, says the Lord. February 20th, 2024. New York, says the Lord, very soon the debris shall begin to be swept out as a changing of the guard occurs, and those who smugly and pridefully and publicly laugh and scoff and think they have their trophy. Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. That's capital, says the Lord. They have sowed their fall. They have attempted to give the money into the king's treasury. They have attempted, capitals, to make a name, a fleshly, pompous name for themselves, built on a hill of corruption, bribes, promises of wealth and power. The emails and the texts will be exposed, says the Lord, and the paper trail will lead back to a garland and a secretary, and they shall turn on those in New York and hang them out to dry before the people as they cling to the horns of the altar, attempting to save themselves. March 30th, 2024. They are attempting to sell those, to sell the people of this nation for political gain and power that they thirst to take hold of. There shall be a flip on the governor of New York and those that flip to take power. They shall fold and their plot exposed and their hunting of political prey tie back to the Department of Justice that has become the Department of Injustice, a branch that has been whittled and fashioned into a weapon that hunts. This is back in 24. Hunters, capital, says the Lord. Watch closely the hunters in this hour, says the Lord, for a family's house of cards is set for a crash, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, those who have committed per, capital, which means lots, those who have cast lots for days to destroy political opponents as prey, to destroy those who see what they are doing and will not bow, capital, the day of their removal has been set, an appointed time has been set to have their skirts lifted above their heads, their robes lifted above their heads, and their nakedness exposed, their tents, capital, lifted up, every tent peg taken out, turned, overturned, and what has been buried deep in the back of their tents, I am calling it out. My army, says the Lord, has been dispatched to dig it up, pull it up, and lay it bare before the people. Now, we have two clips to show you. One is from January 16th, 2025. The other is later on in the year. So we're going to play both clips for you now.
Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here from Mark of Grace Ministries. So we are watching the beginning of the fall of attorney generals, especially down the East Coast. This is going to be a domino effect. The FBI director confirmed a federal probe into Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, and a criminal investigation allegedly has been opened. I want to read to you the word of the Lord from January 16th, 2025. This is before the inauguration even. And this is an excerpt from that word. Thus says the Lord, the Attorney Generals on the coasts, so East Coast, maybe West Coast even, will fall. The Attorney Generals on the coasts will fall, says the Lord. This year has been marked for their falls, for the ones on the East Coast are set to receive in full their wage for entertaining the serpent, attempting to usher in that blasphemous spirit of Ishtar and rob a nation of its inheritance. This shall be their road to Damascus year, says the Lord, for Damascus has fallen, Damascus has fallen. Mark this time, says the Lord, in the book of records. Damascus has fallen. And it is a trigger and an appointed time that those who have afflicted their own people in states and in nations are set to fall as lightning, says the Lord. Are set to fall, for I, the Lord, have set forth my capital army to put an axe to their pedestal and cause it to fall, says the Lord. New York, says the Lord. Massachusetts, says the Lord. Rhode Island, says the Lord. Washington, D.C., says the Lord. Georgia, says the Lord. The Delilahs, that spirit that influenced Delilah and Absalom, is set to be judged, and the attorney generals and governors will fall in tandem, for they have attached themselves by a chain gang, and so they shall fall in tandem for what they have done. That was an excerpt from the word of the Lord, January 16th, 2025, and this has just happened, I believe, within the past few weeks, this probe by the FBI, an investigation was opened against the Attorney General of New York. This is going to go down the East Coast. This is going to be a domino effect. So be watchmen right now. Be in the Word of God every single day. Keep the faith.
Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here from Ark of Grace Ministries. So, prophecy fulfilling. Yesterday, August 21st, 2025, which happens to equal 9/11, 911 when you add it together, a New York court threw out the $500 million fraud ruling against President Trump after the blockbuster lawsuit against Letitia James. I want you to watch not only the clips of the prophetic words about this, but what Dr. Steve Turley said in his broadcast.
Federal investigators are building criminal cases against James for mortgage fraud, civil rights violations, and document falsification. The hunter is now officially the hunted.
I was the hunted, and now I'm the hunter.
The true motivation of these false excavations that the enemy's agents have taken part in a witch hunt, where they shall now become the hunted for dare attempting to hunt my children down and take them down, says the Lord of hosts. How dare they? The hunter shall now become the hunted, and the hunted are moving on and soaring to glory, and shall be above and not beneath. When the Lord repeats himself, it's getting closer, right? Normally, when the Lord repeats himself, I know it is the event is drawing close. September 14th, 2020. The hunt is on, says the Lord. The hunt is on. The hunter shall switch in the blink of an eye and become the hunted. For I, the Lord God, am reversing the current. I am reversing the current. The persecuting spirit has been sent forth with force to intimidate the people through the events unfolding in your nation. Those who grin at such, what a sad and pathetic group, says the Lord. They shall find themselves flat on their backs. Those grins will not last for long as they think they have hunted down prey. The hunter shall become the hunted. This will echo in this season once again. It has gone forth. However, the hunters have set themselves up to become prey, for they shall be hunted down by their own agendas, by their own accusations, by their own weapons of destruction, that they shall lose control of these beasts and they shall become the hunted for what they have done. The hunter has become the hunted. This is definitely echoing in this season once again. There's another one for March 12th, 2025. Word of the Lord. For a time of severance, of separation from the fleshly things that tug and pull and drain, a time of severance for multiple attorney generals on the East Coast and another on the West Coast, for the time of their severance has come, and they shall be cut off from the platform that they so violated in order to make a name for themselves, says the Lord. Haman attempted to make a name for himself, and the price was the destruction of his family line. So that was March 12th, 2025. And now Letitia James has officially been indicted. And we are watching a Purim reversal. The Lord said this would be a year of reversals. We are watching that reversal happen now after what happened starting in 2023 when they went after President Trump the way they did. We are watching a year of reversals happen. And now the hunter has become the hunted. So I wanted to go over that as well because this is fresh breaking news. Okay, now, on top of this, we have this peace plan situation with Israel and Hamas out of Egypt to deal with. So we have articles for you. Israel, Hamas agree to phase one of Trump peace deal to release hostages and begin the ceasefire. Hamas has 72 hours to release the 20 remaining hostages believed to be alive, along with the 28 who are deceased starting Thursday morning. Do you know what's so profound about this? 20 who are alive, 28 who are deceased. That equals 48, which is our next presidential election. They are holding exactly the number that is our next presidential election. You can't make this up. And 28 of them are deceased. And 2028 is when that next election happens. It's very interesting just how these things prophetically tend to align, but they do align. Another one from Fox News. We had another article from Fox News that says Hamas accepts Trump peace plan ending 2 years of war in Gaza, returning the hostages. Trump invokes scripture in touting new peace deal. He absolutely did. And we're going to show you what he said. We're going to put up the post so you can see exactly what President Trump put out about this. He said, "I'm very proud to announce that Israel and Hamas have both signed off on the first phase of our peace plan. This means that all capital of the hostages will be released very soon, and Israel will withdraw their troops to an agreed upon line as the first steps towards a strong, durable, and everlasting peace. All parties will be treated fairly. This is a great day for the Arab and Muslim world, Israel, all surrounding nations, and the United States of America. And we thank the mediators from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey who worked with us to make this historic and unprecedented event happen. Blessed are the peacemakers." Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. Now, the scripture he's referring to is Matthew 5:9. And it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers and maintainers of peace, for they will be called the sons of God." So that's the scripture he is actually referencing. I want to give you a couple words from the Lord having to do with Hamas and having to do with what we are watching unfold here. And then we're going to get into something highly prophetic with this, because it's just interesting as well, amidst a government shutdown in the United States of America, a deal is made in Egypt between Israel and Hamas. But November 20th, 2023, "And says the Spirit of the Lord this day," all capitals, "I am God, there is no other. And the aid of Hamas, the cash flow of Hamas, the muscle of Hamas shall be cut off in this hour, for other nations shall close their funnels to such as they are maneuvering. So the blood and the very desperate move Hamas is about to make is not on their hands. And nations shall quietly back out in a way as they chant death to nations. They shall be secretly cutting their funnels and supplies off. There shall be an event, a military event within Israel and around that shall catch the entire Middle East off guard, says the Lord." I think that was the Qatar. I think that might have been the Qatar bombing. "A maneuver so brilliant could only come from me, says the Lord, for the snake shall be cut off at the head." Now, the Lord is saying this too to reference the year this would happen, which was 2025, because it's the year of the snake on the Chinese calendar. "For the snake shall be cut off at the head and its eggs found and destroyed, says the Lord of hosts. And during this, stubborn leaders shall be yoked, come under my direction, and will be compelled in the direction I, the Lord thy God, say." January 28th, 2025. "Israel, says the Lord, do not wheel and deal with devils and those doing his bidding. Do not play cat and mouse. I, the Lord, have a plan so brilliant that shall arise. It could only come from me, says the Lord, and I shall openly be praised for it. I shall place that plan in the hand of a general around Netanyahu. I shall place that plan in the hand of President Trump. Marco Rubio shall see a vision of it, says the Lord. This plan shall tear the very root up of Hamas, as it no longer can receive any resources from anywhere. And without the root and the resource, the vine will die, says the Lord." That was January 28th, 2025. Now, this took place in Egypt. And I talked about last broadcast, I believe it was, or the broadcast prior, I think it was last broadcast, how this is a reverse exodus for Israel. So the Feast of Tabernacles celebrates the exodus out of Egypt. Israel, because it's a year of reversals, is experiencing a reverse exodus back to Egypt, back to the place of slavery, back to the place of Pharaoh, back to the place of the plagues, back to the place where Moses had to go toe-to-toe with Pharaoh, to now go back and go toe-to-toe with Hamas, because this is a year of reversals. So this is why we're watching this happen now. I want to read to you Isaiah 31:1, because I think it's interesting. It says, "Woe, judgment is coming to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but they do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek and consult the Lord." Now, I found this interesting because they had this meeting in Egypt. Be very careful of Egypt in all of this, and what shall arise out of Egypt following these talks. Be very careful. Have a watchful eye right now with Egypt amidst what is developing. Now, I want to talk about some prophetic connections with this that are quite profound. So tomorrow is October 10th. It's 10-10-2025. So tomorrow would not only be Shabbat, but it would be into the weekend when they will begin to initiate the release of the hostages. Now, tomorrow is 10-10. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance." So tomorrow's date actually aligns with this scripture. Tomorrow's date also has 9/11 in the date. You have the two ones from the 10, and 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. So you actually have 9/11 in the same date. That's 10:10. Right? That connects to John 10:10. So you have John 10:10 and you have 9/11 when it comes to tomorrow. We have to continue to pray because tomorrow there is either going to be a derailment or a setback because of these things aligning with this date, or the hostages will most certainly be released. Because I'm just watching this date tomorrow and what is contained within it, and how things are operated in, how the enemy tends to operate in patterns as well. And so if we look at it this way too, John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That is what happened. That is what Hamas did on October 7th, 2023. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, right? In that pattern for 2 years now. The second part of that verse, I, the Lord, came that they may have life and have it in abundance. That would be the release of the hostages and them receiving their life back and their life in abundance. So something about tomorrow, I would just pray and watch, because if this is going to derail, if the enemy is going to try to derail it, based on the fact that 9/11 is in that date as well as 10:10, John 10:10, it would be tomorrow if you're going to see some type of setback. So I would just pray this through for the sake of the releasing of these hostages that have been in captivity for over 2 years now in horrible conditions. Now, exactly. Now, this is something else that's very strange. Exactly 28 days separates the assassination of Charlie Kirk from the announcement of the agreement between Israel and Hamas on phase one of this plan. 28 days, which happens to be our next election. Something is most definitely up when you start to see these things happen, because you have to understand, in the spirit realm, they work in pattern, right? They work in timelines. And so you have to look at these, and then you have to discern and you have to pray. What is prophetically fascinating here is that amidst the government shutdown in the United States of America, that happens on Yom Kippur, by the way. The government shutdown happened October 1st, 2025. Which was the beginning of Yom Kippur. That date, 10-1-2025, also equals 9/11 when you add it together. It's the Day of Atonement of Repentance. Our government shuts down. So you have Repent 9-1-1, okay, on that day. And then 7 days after the shutdown, this agreement of phase one during the Feast of Tabernacles, where the exodus out of Egypt and the deliverance from the captivity of Egypt is celebrated during the Feast of Tabernacles. This is when prophetically they reach this deal and no other than Egypt. This is how you know you see these prophetic events aligning here. Now, you have 7 days between Yom Kippur, the government shutdown, and phase one being agreed upon of this plan. So you have 7 days. Phase one, right? You have 7 and 1. Genesis 7:1 says, "Then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you with all your household, for you alone I have seen as righteous before me in this generation." It's the warning now. That's the warning. That's the type of warning we're dealing with in the middle of all of this. Now, it's been going on for 2 years, this Israel-Hamas war. If we go to Zephaniah chapter 2, it speaks in great detail about Gaza. So let me read this. It says, "Gather yourselves together in repentance. Yes, gather in submission, O nation without shame. Before the decree takes effect and the time for repentance is lost, the day passes like chaff before the burning and fierce anger of the Lord comes upon you, before the day of wrath of the Lord comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land." So repent 911, right? Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, who have practiced his ordinances and have kept his commandments. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. For this is the fate of the Philistines, which also means Palestine. Gaza will be abandoned and Ashkelon a desolation. The people of Ashdod will be driven out at noon in broad daylight, and Ekron will be uprooted and destroyed. Verse 5, "Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites," which is in Philistia. "The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines. I will destroy you so that no inhabitant will be left." That is in Zephaniah, and it's Zephaniah 2, and this has been going on 2 years, this war. Zephaniah 2:1, I'm going to go back to it. "Gather yourselves together in repentance. Yes, gather in submission, O nation without shame." Which October 1st is when the government shutdown happened, and 10/1/2025 equals 9/11. Yom Kippur has to do with repentance, so it's repent 9/1/1. And Zephaniah 2:1 says, "Gather yourselves together in repentance. Yes, gather in submission, O nation without shame." So Zephaniah 2:1 ties to this, ties to how this all started with the government shutdown on Yom Kippur on a date that equals 9/11 during a war that has lasted two years. And this is in Zephaniah 2, and it specifically references Gaza. "For this is the fate of the Philistines. Gaza will be abandoned and Ashkelon a desolation. The people of Ashdod will be driven out at noon in broad daylight, and Ekron will be uprooted and destroyed." Now, these talks in Egypt began on the eve of the two-year mark of this war. So October 6th, 2025, that is when these talks began, on the eve of the two-year mark. And I just read to you what Zephaniah 2 contains. So this is prophetic that this is going on the way it is, and that it's all happening amidst a shutdown in our nation. We're watching an indictment come down. We're watching a deal happen between Israel and Hamas that had other nations also in Egypt to help facilitate this deal. It's a reverse exodus where they all go back to Egypt, where Israel now has to go back to Egypt now to face their captors, to face those that are holding their people captive, just like Moses was sent back to Egypt to go face Pharaoh, who was holding the people captive. Israel deals with a reverse exodus this year, the year of reversals, and goes back to deal with this. Now, that spirit, that territorial spirit, is still around Egypt. So I would watch Egypt very closely amidst all of this. I would watch what rises up out of Egypt after all of this. Because like I said, tomorrow is October 10th. It's 10:10, right? John 10:10, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, the Lord your God, come to give life and life more abundant." It also has 9/11 in the date. If it's going to derail, if something's going to happen, if someone's going to rise up, if Hamas is going to look for a way to throw the deal, I believe it's going to be tomorrow based on how this timeline is lining up. So we have to really pray and intercede for these captives, for them to go through with this, and these captives to finally be released out of the nightmare that they have been living for 2 years and come back to their families. Israel has to give up over 1,900 prisoners to get 48 individuals back, almost half of them deceased in this deal. So it is very skewed. It is a very skewed deal in that regard. Israel has to give up quite a bit of prisoners for the amount that Hamas is holding. So that's why I'm saying watch tomorrow. Keep your eyes on tomorrow, because I'm watching what's happening and I'm watching what's aligning tomorrow. And so if anything is going to erupt, most likely it's going to be tomorrow. Also on Shabbat, because Shabbat is supposed to be your coming into rest, and the enemy doesn't want you to rest. So I'm watching this for different reasons, but I would just say watch, just keep that in mind as we go forth. I'll read to you one more word from the Lord that I wanted to bring up, being that tomorrow, people were putting in the chat, is 1 month from the time Charlie Kirk was tragically assassinated. Tomorrow is 1 month from that. This is what's so wild. Today's October 9th, 2025. I had notes for a broadcast October 9th, 2024 that I just happened to see when I saved the 2025 notes in Word. So exactly a year to the day, I have notes, and I'm going to read to you what was in those notes exactly a year to the day of today's date. So October 9th, 2024, I brought up a word from the Lord from July 11th, 2024. In that was actually 2 days before they attempted to assassinate President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. In that July 11th word from the Lord from 2024 that I mentioned October 9th again, 2024, it would have been, because we were already in October and I was re-mentioning this word, it would have been referencing September 2025. Listen to what this word says. Thus says the Lord, around the time of September, remember, I'm talking about this again, October 9th, 2024, year to the day of today. Thus says the Lord, around the time of September, there shall be events in tandem, multiples, capital, says the Lord, that are going to attempt to throw your nation into upheaval, says the Lord. Do not fall for the charade or the public parade they attempt to put on to punish the people of this nation, for the upheaval shall be a desperate attempt that shall look as if it is succeeding. However, ultimately shall cause much devastation through the branches of government, for all three branches simultaneously are about to be shaken, and shaken hard, says the Lord. For a whirlwind of their own making has turned on them, and their already weak branches shall shake and cause much to fall. So this is July 11th, 2024, this word is given. I reference it again, October 9th, 2024. Thus says the Lord, around the time of September, which would have been then the coming September, September 2025, there shall be events in tandem, multiples, capital, says the Lord, that are going to attempt to throw your nation into upheaval, says the Lord. Do not fall for the charade or the public parade they attempt to put on to punish the people of this nation. There's a reason the Lord had me bring it back up October 9th, 2024. And then September 2025 and September 10th, 2025, we saw an event that was attempting to throw the entire nation into upheaval. And that was the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And so I just happened to see this in my notes that a year to the day of today, October 9th, 2024, I re-mentioned this word. And now here we are at October 9th, 2025, a year to the day of these notes. So I wanted to bring that up as well, given what is going on. And then August 29th, last one, 2024, because this mentions Amalek and it mentions the revival in a way that we're watching and we're witnessing happening. So August 29th, 2024, and says the Lord of hosts, for the enemy stirring up the spirit of Amalek to entice the young, to cause the younger generation to do its bidding. You shall now see the opposite occur in the schools and the squares. You shall see the spirit of the Lord, the Ruach HaKodesh, stir up the younger to cry out. The oil shall hit their schools, their churches, their public parks, says the Lord. And the younger generation shall join with the older and lift up a cry to heaven that the predators of media shall be forced to cover. For I, the Lord, am turning their talking points and cameras, and the name of my son Jesus Christ shall announce across the airwaves of America. A unique cry is going up in this hour. We watch this happen in the wake of what happened with Charlie Kirk. We are watching this literally actively happen now. And this was from August 29th, 2024. And it talks about the enemy is stirring up the spirit of Amalek. So as the spirit of Amalek is being stirred up, which we were actively watching, you're going to see the opposite occur in the schools and the squares. He talks about the younger shall cry out for the oil to hit their schools, their churches, their public parks, and they shall join with the older to lift up a cry to heaven, and the predators of media shall be forced to cover. For I, the Lord, am turning their talking points and cameras, and the name of my son, Jesus Christ, shall be announced across the airwaves, shall announce across the airwaves of America. And that is exactly what we're watching happen. So wanted to share that with you as well, because this is all happening in tandem. So I figured I'd cover all of this tonight. All of this is happening in tandem, one after the other. It is a critical time. It is such a critical time right now, and a delicate time in this nation. The pressure is building. It's being allowed to build. And so we just have to prophetically be aware of all of this that is happening at the same time. So just wanted to cover that as well. We also have, just coming in for a few minutes here, get your questions ready right now. We have Andrew Sorcini. I wanted to get his take on what he's seeing happen, given everything that's going on, what's happening in the market and how this is all responding, because there's a lot. You got a shutdown, you got a peace deal, you got Letitia James being indicted. So let's get your questions ready for Andrew. Let's bring in Andrew Sorcini now. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, how are you doing?
All right, how are you?
Good, good. We have been so busy here. It's to answer your question, it's
yes.
We saw silver go over $51 for 1 ounce for the first time ever.
Wow.
Yeah. It actually hit an all-time high for the first time yesterday. The all-time high was $49.25, and it blew past that today. And then once the talk started coming about the treaty,
yes,
that actually made the market completely reverse. So now silver is sitting at like $49.11. So it's still a bargain, but it was just at 51. It was up $2.
That's amazing. Yeah. How is the market responding to this peace agreement?
So far, there's been a sell-off.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't be surprised if it completely reverses tomorrow. That's what I'm expecting. I think that there's a lot of things happening in the world that really make all the financial markets a little fragile.
It's interesting you're saying tomorrow, Andrew, because I was talking about how tomorrow's date is 10/10/2025. And John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord your God, have come to give life and life more abundant. And 9/11 is in the date tomorrow. Wow. You've got the two ones from the 10, and you got 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. So tomorrow is an interesting day.
And really the whole month of October as well. October is a time for the stock market where there historically have been some crashes. The one in 1929 was in October. A big one in 1987 was in October. And really October is a month where stocks tend to not do as well. Right now they've been flying high for so long, and this is this AI tech bubble is really out of control. It's very reminiscent of what we saw in the dot-com boom back 25 years ago. So I think people should be very cautious about the stock market right now.
Evandro is writing, will the silver keep up with the peace deal?
I do believe that it will. Mm-hmm. It's I think that tomorrow is when we bounce back. We started off the year at just over $28 an ounce for silver.
Yeah.
And it hit $51. Like, that's a $23 per ounce gain.
That's wild.
At one point. Yeah, that's got to be about 85% in not even a full year. And gold started the year at over $2,600. And it's been sitting over 4,000 for days now. It did dip below that right now. We're about $3,972 for 1 ounce of gold. It's still up over 50% this year.
Okay, so Blanca Villasenor is asking, what is the best bank that I can trust with my finances since I can't buy gold or silver at this time?
What I would do is, I know that all the biggest banks like Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo,
yes.
I mean, they are the enemy of gold and silver for sure. They're the ones that try to scare our clients out of sending a wire transfer when it's time to pay for gold and silver. And I know that people say that those are the banks to stay away from. For me, I've not had problems keeping it there. Credit unions are good. And I think the big banks, before they fail, I think that they have the option to be bought out by another large bank. So that's why I think that it's somewhat safe. But I think that's a good question, because a lot of Arc of Grace followers do reach out and they say, look, I'm on Social Security and I really don't have enough to invest into gold and silver. And should I even be considering this? And I tell many of them, just keep whatever cash you have in an emergency fund.
Yes, exactly. Okay, Nikki Thomas, she's waiting to hear from your team, Andrew. She's looking forward to hearing from you.
Okay, yeah. So Nikki, if you at the end of this, or I think you can even see
here you go.
Phone number there, just send me a quick text saying, hey, it's Nikki from today's interview.
Yes.
And I'll make sure that you get a call right after.
Okay, wonderful. Let me, I was going to ask you something in this, Andrew. I'm looking at the questions as well. Here we go. Here's a good one. Let me put this up first. Tammy Royce, Andrew, is gold, Swiss, French, 20, a good investment? What is the value?
With those, those are one of my favorite items to own. They're about the size of a nickel, and they're made out of gold. They're dated in, most of them are in from about 1900 to 1940.
Yeah.
Some can be in the late 1800s. And I think it's great because it's a non-reportable type of gold.
Yeah.
And now with gold potentially going up as high as, say, $5,000 an ounce, I think it's good to have those smaller denominations for bartering reasons.
Exactly. Okay, Andrew, they're asking about the minimum to purchase silver, and is this the best option? So let's talk about, because you do something special for our...
Yeah. What I would ask people to do is reach out to me, send me a text, and we can see what we can do for people.
Mm-hmm.
It's so... In the past, we've had a $2,500 minimum, but we have had people that have reached out to us where we've been able to make things happen. One thing that we've encountered recently is people will say, I have $5,000 in a retirement account that I want to roll over. Now, with that, we don't really recommend that people roll over less than $15,000 for a retirement account. And it's not that we're trying to exclude you or anything. It's just there's costs. So to do an IRA rollover, it costs $125 a year, $50 to set it up, and then another $125 per year to store it, which I think is like one of the best deals in town. So if you've got $5,000 in there and it's costing $300 to set up, and then there's going to be an annual fee, it's probably not worth it. But some people have cashed out their smaller retirement accounts.
Yeah.
But you should, instead of saying, you should reach out to your financial advisor or your tax person and find out if that makes sense for you.
Okay. Is this, Diane, did you see this question, Andrew?
Oh, Diane, yeah.
Yes. Okay. What is the penalty rollover 401k if I'm not of retirement age?
Yeah. So I'll clarify what makes that an eligible 401k and whether or not there would be some sort of fees or penalty. So if you're not retired, and if you no longer work at the firm that 401k was originated at, mm-hmm. then you can roll it over without any penalties or any, it's not a taxable event. If you are of retirement age but still working, and if it is a 401k for a place that you no longer work at, then yes, you can roll that one over without it being taxable. And if you still work at the place that the 401k was originated at, there's a pretty good chance that you wouldn't be able to roll that one over. You should check with your human resources department there. So so usually there is not a penalty.
Wonderful. How to invest from overseas? Boon Boon Lau is asking.
So with that, that's a really tricky question, because I don't really have like any recommendations for who's out there.
Yeah.
I would recommend like doing a Google search and just finding somebody that's just been in their location for, you know, 30, 40 years. There's a lot of these old mom and pop shops that have been around, like a coin shop, like the one that I used to work in when I was a teenager, where, and they have them all around the world. Okay. So if you find one that's been there for a while, chances are they do good, honest business.
Okay. So I'll show people real quick too, because we have the Cyrus coin with Andrew. Which is a favorite. And basically we have Cyrus Faithful Shepherd on one side, which is an ode to Isaiah 51:2. And it's got Cyrus, our German Shepherd, on it as well. And on the back, it's the Ark with the resting on Mount Ararat with the dove returning to it. And it says, "In God we trust, saving grace," because that's true. God is our saving grace and we have to trust in him. And so they're called, people call them the Cyrus coins. They call them a few other things too. But Andrew does have them. And so you can talk to Andrew about that as well. I'm looking for quite, let me see. Oh, here, this is a good one, Andrew. Okay, is a 403b the same as a 401k? If how do they differ in conversation to silver or conversion to silver?
They work exactly the same. So okay. So that's something that the explanation I gave about whether or not they're eligible to be rolled over without it being like a taxable event or a penalty. It's exactly the same.
Okay. Here's another good question from Lindy. I hold physical silver. How do we know how long to hold on to it?
That's a good question. You know, we're always urging people to reach out to us to diversify their portfolio with silver, but you don't hear a lot about when you should sell it. For me, I would just hold on to it for as long as you possibly can, forever. It's there for emergency. And I'll tell you that this is something interesting that me and one of the other people that I do interviews with actually kind of put together. See, there's three times in history that we've seen silver be $49 for 1 ounce. The first time was in 1980, and that's when the Hunt brothers tried to corner the market on silver, and then it came back down. And then it was $49 back in 2011 during the financial crisis, and then it came back down. Now it's sitting at $49 again. But here's the thing. You know, you always hear people talk about how the United States is like printing money out of thin air, that our dollars aren't worth the paper that they're printed on, and that we're cheapening the value of the dollar. Here's how you can see that that's true. In 1980, okay, if you had a 100-ounce silver bar, okay, $49 an ounce, that means it's worth $4,900. Same as now. But in 1980, that $4,900 would buy you a new car.
Yeah, that's true.
And $4,900 doesn't buy you a new car now. So that's how much buying power that our dollar has lost from 1980 to now. And the reason I'm telling people this is the person asked, how long should we hold on to silver? Silver's finally being allowed to realize its true value. Yeah. That's why it recently, today it hit $51 an ounce. I think it's going to work its way to $100 an ounce. So,
yes.
I wouldn't be rushing to get out of your silver anytime soon.
Wonderful. Okay, so Kelly's asking, which a lot of people I know are wondering this, what about people like me who can't put $20 in their tank, their gas tank?
It's I always say emergency fund. It'd be nice to diversify with silver, but right now I think it would be better to have cold hard cash and just have it there for emergency.
Emergency fund. Wonderful. So, Andrew, the best way for them to reach out to you is to text 310-433-3524 or email you, Andrew at bh-pm.com.
Yes, I read every one of them personally. I try to pair you with one of my associates that I think might be able to best help you with your needs.
Okay.
If it's a retirement account, I've got a whole department for that. If you're a complete newbie to this and you're brave enough to give it a chance, I have some people that will answer every question you have and not pressure you to do it.
Well, Andrew, we so appreciate that. And we know that our audience, you guys do very well with them. You're very helpful with them. We appreciate that. So thank you, Andrew.
Yep, thank you for having me, and I hope to be back soon.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks, Andrew. God bless you.
God bless.
And if you can't meet any minimum, don't worry about it. Andrew says call anyway. They're doing some creative things to help people in this time. So please just reach out to him anyway, and him and his team will absolutely try to help you. Okay, a few things too. We have some huge announcements here for the Night of Prayer, October 17th, 2025. Yep, we are going live for a Night of Prayer for the nation, the Trump administration, the Kirk family, and given what is going on, boy, do we need it. We are in a critical hour right now in this nation. We are still lining up speakers, but I'm going to announce to you right now some of the speaker lineup. And by next week, we will have the full speaker lineup as we are continuing to solidify speakers, and we will announce the full lineup. But some who are going to be on are Danny Gokey, Robin Bullock, Roger Stone, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer of the White House Office of Faith, Pastor Greg Locke, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Clay Clark, Donae Clement. We have others that we are actually continuing to solidify their spots. So by next week, we are going to have the full lineup. We will not only be live on all Ark of Grace Ministries platforms where we normally go live, but also Elijah Streams, Thrive Time, which is Clay Clark's Rumble platform, and Live from America, Jeremy Harrell's platform on Rumble, will all be streaming the Night of Prayer live as well. After the Night of Prayer, pray.com, that I believe it might be the following week, we'll announce when, is going to be streaming all that week, the Night of Prayer as well. So we are just thrilled that platforms are hooking in with ours. They're going to be playing it live as well, because we really want to come together as the body of Christ. We want to come together in prayer. We want to lock arms. It is a critical, crucial time in this nation. We need to come together and actually use the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. Praise the Lord. So we will announce the full lineup next week because we have more speakers confirming. So those are just a few of them who have confirmed, but we will give you the full lineup early next week. Also, we have a beautiful black Sherman Shepherd that needs a home. Meet Sable. She is an all-black female German Shepherd. She's 6 years old. She is not spayed. She gets along wonderfully with adults and children, but she does not like other animals. So she does not like other dogs. She does not like other cats, and she will be best suited in a home where she is the only pet. She is located in Indian Trail, North Carolina. They would prefer a local adoption so they could keep track, but please call them anyway. Contact Peyton, 980-331-2834. If you can give this beautiful black German Shepherd named Sable a home, we would very much appreciate it. Also, we're going to put up our social media handles real quick, being that we are doing the Night of Prayer as well. So Rumble, YouTube, TikTok, we're Ark of Grace Ministries. Telegram, Truth Social, we are also Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, we're Ark of Grace 88. X, we're at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. We also have Ark of Grace Ministries on bbsradio.com. And we are Amanda Grace, you search on pray.com as well. And also, we have our Sanctuary social media. So we have Ark of Grace Sanctuary with a Y on Facebook. And on TikTok, we are also Ark of Grace Sanctuary with a Y. If you could go, please like and subscribe. We also have our Ark of Grace app. If you go to your app store, search Ark of Grace, you're going to see the dove with the olive branch. We not only go live on that app, but all of the shorts are on our app as well. So, and we do give you push notifications and notify you so we can keep in touch with you of all the happenings at the ministry and the sanctuary. So please go and download our app so we can stay connected with you. We would greatly appreciate it. Praise the Lord. Okay. We're winding down here, guys. We're just going to put up one for tonight, and then we'll end for tonight. But this is a grid down, chow down. These brothers are amazing. They do grass-fed, grass-finished, freeze-dried beef. It does not contain any inoculations. It lasts 10 to 15 years. It has a salvation track in every bag. Every bag they sell, they are preaching the gospel, which I absolutely love. This not only is a healthy option for your family because it's grass-fed, grass-finished, but for your pets. If you would like to give your dogs a healthy alternative treat, if you would like to sprinkle this on their food, it is wonderful for your pets as well. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to grid down, chow down, and use promo code ARC for a discount. It is made in the USA as well. I've known these brothers for a very, probably years now. We've known them since the start of Reawaken America. And they're absolutely great at what they do. So you can go there to learn more. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. God bless you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have other Psalms here, including Psalm 34, 35, 51, Psalm 23 as well. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. I incorporate this constantly into my prayer life. I encourage you to do the same. The scripture verses in Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3 that you see on the screen, I say these every single day. You have to get into the discipline of actually activating the word because it's living and active. So we have to speak it. Jesus used the word. He was the word. He used the word to fire back at Satan in the wilderness when Satan came to him after he had fasted 40 days, 40 nights. He used the word. And so if that is the example Christ has given us, we have to do the same. Also, Hebrews chapter 11 is one of the greatest chapters on faith. I think that is in the entire Bible. It is incredible. So go there as well. We always like to encourage you in the word as we close. So thank you everyone for joining us. We will be putting out shorts the rest of the week. We will be on early next week, and then we are going to come on again for the Night of Prayer Live, Friday, October 17th. And so we'll be back on early in the week live, but then we're going to wait till Friday to go live for this incredible night of prayer. We're looking forward to having all of our speakers and all of you join us as well. There is something prophetic about the date that the Lord had me choose, October 17th, that I will be speaking about that night. So thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you to our Ark of Grace team and our moderators. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. Have a wonderful weekend. Keep the faith. God bless. Hello everyone, Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog? What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere, our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Mebendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a 3-month supply. MAHA is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the Wellness Company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping.